Blog Talk Radio.
This is your radio host, producer, Judy Adams Evans, and this is Wise Mind with John Finian T. Lodge, Jr., modern philosopher.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'd also like to give shout-outs to Ms. P.J. Sanford, Ms. Bilhana Aman, her daughter Sophie, and, of course, Ms. Donna Ghani, and, of course, one more, Anna Marie Holliday. So I thank all of you guys for tuning in tonight, and we're going to get busy, and we're going to get ready to rumble. I see that Tito is already signed on and ready to go. How you doing, Tito?
I'm doing very fine, Gigi. How are you?
I'm managing life today. I'm doing okay. I'm trying to get.
Sorry.
Are you ready to run?
Oh yes, I am. And in fact, without much formality, as they say in French, I'd like to welcome everyone who are listening to the show tonight and who will be listening to the show via the archives in the future. Welcome you, and thank you so much for all of your support to the show. The show itself is it's already a success, and it wouldn't be successful if it wasn't because of your support. And we thank you so much for standing with us, and any way that you could, sharing, and we tweet our promotions of the show, and also donations, financial donations, which we really need to keep the show in the air, because it is your donations that are transforming lives across all over the world, because the show is being listening to from many, many countries. So thank you so much, and the journey has just begun, and let's keep rolling on down this road, and be thankful and grateful that we can be of service to our fellow men. Tonight's show title is Bullying the Solution, every Wednesday night, 7 to 8. And sometimes we go based on how our producer, DG, make the arrangement. We can go over time, but we usually like to say 7 to 8. So, the show topic tonight is the illusionist mind. According to the approach to the wise mind development wisdom approach, an illusionist mind is one that is not connected with a heart that in which is lodged a clear in mature vision. This caused that mind, because creating is what is the nature of the mind. It's there to create things. And a mind that is not following a specific, vision is not going to be, create its own substitute facts to protect itself. I mean, everybody's talking about what they are doing, what they want to do, etc. Everybody have
Are you there? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'll take up for a moment. He lost his connection. Tonight's show is about a lecture in philosophy again with the illusionist mind, and Tito will explain and express to you exactly how the mind of the illusionist can be, from bullying to other aspects of mind energy. So he's back again with us, and welcome back, Tito.
Thank you so very much. So, well, it is the storm, I believe, that is going on everywhere. That may, but however, I'm back. I'm very happy with that. So the illusionist mind, again, to repeat, is the condition of a mind that has been creating fake vision. And that is not the way it was supposed to be. Hello, Gigi.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I thought for a moment, I thought that we may have lost. Yes, that is not the way the mind was meant to be. It was created to function at both human and being level, meaning spiritual level. However, without wisdom, universal wisdom, to enable it to not only protect itself, but to guide its decision-making process, specifically, and according to the show title, to create vision of its own, it will go on very much, it will be drifted away, and everything that it finds in on its way, it will take it and be communicate about it as something that is for it, as an energy, a vision, a journey that it is following, but it is not following anyone, any of those. So, there is a solution for that. Of course, yes, this condition can be corrected. I wouldn't say easily for everyone, but it's a very simple way to, to correct this malfunction of the mind is to educate that mind to vision, knowledge, principles, understanding, principles, manners, discipline, and wisdom. That those are characteristic of wisdom of vision. And you encourage it to cultivate those to the point where when it's mastered, to its own uniqueness, because each mind is unique. This is what is very important to understand. Each mind is unique, and this is why wise mind, which I create, it teaches only universal wisdom. Unless a mind is connected with universal wisdom, through its on uniqueness. It will, yes, for the time being or whatever the moment, yes, it may appear to understand what is being said, but no, it cannot follow through to it. So this is the reason why it's important for anyone who has your children, teenagers, if you feel that they are not yet on target with creating and starting to create visions of their own, and you like to help them out, I'm all available for you for consultation. Go to our website, to my website, which is www.wisemindevelopment.org. Wise Mind Development is one word. And you'll find all information on how to contact me and that we can arrange for that. And I do believe that you would not, especially for young minds, it may not take that many, maybe most likely or from personal experiences. One session will be plenty for young mind. I'm talking about a teenager's mind to understand and connect with the universal wisdom of vision, so they can take it from there. And I usually like to do follow up on my own. That is, I do it to make sure that this person is is happily following the principles and disciplines of vision and creating one of its own. It's not something that will come immediately. We have to understand that. There are adults, 40 years old, up to 40 feet, I don't know how old, but I have experience with 35, 40 old person whose mind has not yet created a vision of its own, because the mind can be stimulated and activated at the human level, and not even inspired at the being level. And the cultivation of a vision is one that is done at the being level. Meaning, in order to do this, you have to understand and be in the process of practicing meditation. We are close to the first quarter of the show. I'm going to turn the mic back to Gigi for a break, and I will see you after the break. Thank you so much for listening, and please stay online. Thank you. Gigi.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening in to the Wise Mind tonight. And our topic tonight is, of course, bullying is our main topic. And if you'd like to call in to interject any kind of information that you have or subtopics about bullying or the illusionist mind, please do so. That number is 646-200-3817, and we hope to hear from you tonight. It was Tito to talk about bullying, of course. That's an ongoing thing that's going on right now all over the world. It's global. We're broadcasting from all over the United States, plus the UK, China, and Japan. And give us a call. Our listeners are growing. We're getting ready to jiggle in a minute. We're going to get ready to have some more dialogue with Tito. And I'd like to say thank you for all of the families that are listening in tonight and who support, and to continue to keep on supporting us and listening. Anna Marie Holliday, of course, Aileen Ruth, Dr. Macy Smith, all of those, again, Bill Hanna, Ahmad, her daughter Sophie, all of the people that we know and friends that we communicate with on a daily basis. I'd like to say thank you to Franz H. and, of course, Kenny Fuller, who I used to promote for their various hip-hop artists, and I'm still there, you know, promoting them. So you can go to Euphorium and also go to Melton Music Records to listen to my mind is kind of a blank tonight. Sorry about that. Anyway, Majestic Rose is another way of traveling. If you'd like to travel and do some trips, go around and any of the islands that you'd like to go to, the Arlene Brown Mitchell of the Arlene Brown TV Mitchell Network has a traveling agency, and it's called Majestic Rose. If you'd like to listen to our shows on the Arlene Brown NGRA radio show, that's the GNA Horror Movie Reviews, you can also go and download that, or you can go to NGRA 4 to get right online as we're doing that radio broadcast on Saturday night. So without further ado, I'm going to bring back the wonderful gentleman, Mr. Johnson S. T. Lodge Jr., and all of his educational and wonderful lectures on mind and energy. Back to you, Tito.
Thank you so very much, Gigi. Yes, thank you again for everyone. Welcome back. And I'd like to remind you the dialogue of each show, including this one, is one in which that every one of you is invited in the dialogue. And there is no bad question. Just bring it up. If you are inspired to ask a question or to make a comment, go ahead and do that, because it could be a message that comes to you or a revelation that comes to you, which one of the listeners of the show, it could be in any part of the world, as Gigi just mentioned to you, which is a fact. The show is being heard by individuals from many, many different countries. So don't hold on to it. I am learning every day and from every person, just as you are doing. And this is what this physical journey is. We are here to learn, do experiences, and create and nurture energies that we need. And one of them is vision, which is what we're talking about tonight. Okay. What would an illusionist mind has to do with the title of the show, which is Bullying the Solution? I mean, there is no question about that. I have created an educational solution to stop bullying and suicide practices amongst all people, all minds, not only teenagers. I mean, my original target was for teenagers, because I was a teenager and I know how important it was for me that my family made sure that my mind was protected by universal wisdom, specifically respect, love, etc. I mean, all wisdom that they can think of. They encouraged me to, or they exposed my mind to them. Well, it is the same way with your children, and not even your children, but ourselves. I'm still learning. I love learning. So the connection between the title and the topic of the show tonight is that when the mind is not busy nurturing or occupied, yes, busy nurturing a vision of its own, it definitely cannot create a purpose, cannot create beliefs. A bunch of energies that we all can create. Any mind can create. It, when they are not available to it, it is being bullied by frustrations. Frustrations is the cause for bullying. A person's mind that is being bullied for too long by so many different attributes that this person cannot figure out what it is, that person would normally, not everyone, if that mind is protected by respect, a mind that is protected by respect, even when it is frustrated, it would not hurt someone else. Period. Because that's what the wisdom of respect teaches. And its energy is there to draw each person's perimeter freedom limit. My freedom limit, my perimeter freedom limit stops where someone else's starts. I should never to allow any kind of anything to cause me to reach beyond my freedom limit, my respect freedom limit, to do something to anyone else except if it is an act of kindness, an act of love. Love is to be shared. And the more you share it, the better you get at it. And you create your own version of it, because such as with respect, there are two versions of it. One is spiritual and one is human. The human version is what our minds create through the cultivation of the wisdom of the spiritual version of it. When the mind is, and let me explain it to you, when the mind is or begin to nurture and focus on universal wisdom, which is any of the characteristics of love, it also attracts a relationship with that spiritual energy. Remember that your mind is a spiritual energy. Why? It was created by your being. It was created by your being. And your being was created by love. Love, spiritual energy, the same love, spiritual energy that create all the stars, even the one that sustains life on earth, we call it sun, is the same one that creates your being. So because your being was created to its own, to love spiritual energy image, your being can create any energy which it so needs, it so wishes to. So it creates your mind to enable it to experience this physical journey on earth. However, when we were born, that mind was slate clean. We were supposed to make time. There is no busy, I'm too busy. Why destroy your life? Because you don't have time to create it, to build it. Each lifestyle is one way that a specific energy manifests within you, and that becomes a character. When that energy, for example, as we are talking about vision, there are individuals that not too many, lots of people, there are a few people that everyone call visionary person. Why? This person is always meditating and looking at different possibilities through meditation, through the mind. Meditation is listening, seeing, feeling, smelling, touching in the spirit. That's what meditation is. You don't have to physically take any position to meditate. You can be walking. In fact, that's what people, some people, they say, oh, when I am, you know, feeling this way or that way, when my emotions or nerves are acting, I am to take a walk. The walk that they take is to not only calm the mind, well, to calm the mind, and in order for mind to calm down, it has to go into meditation, meaning reconnect with the being, because the being is love. Soon it is in the spirit, it is happy, it has no needs, etc. So this is the reason why the show topic tonight is related, is connected with the show title, which is Educational Solution to which, through which to stop bullying and suicide practices. Gigi, we are about close to the first half of the show. So I'm turning the mic over to you, see what you have to communicate to our audience tonight.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tito. Thank you so much. And hello, everyone, and welcome to the show, Wise Mind. The number to call in is 646-200-3817 if you would like to have dialogue with Tito or myself, for that matter. And we're talking about bullying, the solution, of course, with the subtopic of the illusion of mind. And if you have questions about that, I have one question, Tito, that a young lady just texted me just a moment ago, and she wants to know about, are we, as humans, illusions that are in this world, are we a part of the illusion? Kind of like a two-part question. What is self-illusion? That's what she's actually break it down.
If we are part of the what?
I'll break it down for you a better way. What is self-illusion? That's what she's asking basically.
Okay, thank you. That's a very good question. Thank you for asking that. I don't get your name, but anyway, I welcome. That's a good question.
Lisa Hardy.
Oh, Mrs. Lisa. Okay. Self-created illusion is a mechanism, a natural mechanism of a mind that is not nurturing. I have said it's a vision, but it could be a purpose, a clear vision or a clear purpose. So therefore, it is learning. This can happen to everyone. It does happen to everyone that the mind is not yet settled on a specific vision or purpose for which it wants to exist, it wants to be in existence on earth. So therefore, of course, yes, without wisdom or vision to guide it in order to enable it to create that vision, it creates illusion. For example, a person, a person may be saying, can you imagine if there were, ocean somewhere in the mountain or a bunch of things that doesn't make any kind of sense. And this is one reason why so many individuals, it's happened to them, they are illusion, their mind is illusioning about things that they don't know, and every time they say something, they have to spend, let's say, if they spend 5 seconds to say something, then that 5 seconds is gonna stretch into hour or two, if not weeks or months or years, explaining what they were trying to say. What happened is their minds is not what comes out of what comes out is not anything concrete. When you have a vision, you have a destination. That's what a vision is a destination. At any moment, any day, any time, in whatever the situation it could be, you should not forget where you are going, where you want to be. That's your destination. So this is why you have minds that are illusionist. I hope that I answer your question. Do you feel that way, Gigi?
Yes, you know, she's tweeting me, so I would imagine that she's listening to the Lisa Hardy. She's listening to a radio show in itself by going to the webpage. You can also go to the webpage, ladies and gentlemen, and listen live, and you can also type in your answers, your questions, and I can see them on the radio show, and we can address them that way by giving them to Tito, and he can answer them. You're listening to Wise Mind, and this is Gigi Adams-Evans with Mr. Johnson and T. Lyons Jr., and we're talking about mind consciousness in a way that we hope to explore and to get a little bit closer to you in mind, thought, and spirit consciousness. We're talking about the illusionist mind tonight, and it's the soul of the matter, and there's a radical knowing that you have to have an understanding consciousness through relationships, yourself, friends, understanding, as he has already said, about yourself. So being passionate about learning is the most important thing, and you can go in for counseling with to Tito at, you can go in and you can email him, Tito Lange, TitoLange, at yahoo.com. You can also go to wisemindevelopment.org for his books, Wise Mind and Who Are We, to learn more about that. So you can email Tito directly and he can handle you as far as the conference is concerned. And it'll be a personal level that you and he would have. We're going to take a break for a moment and play a little bit of music here, and we'll come back to finish the rest of the show. We've got 30 minutes left, so we'll be right back. Enjoy the music. right, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that little bit of jazz for a moment just to slow down the things of tonight's show. Ethan, if you'd like to give us a call, 646-200-3817. And we're about the illusionist, of course, bullying. And we have Mr. Tito Lyons Jr. with us tonight, and we are talking about the experience of the mind and generating that neutral and positive, neutral activities in the mind so we can reason with ourselves and have that perception of this is an illusion. You know, are we the illusion, or as he answered the question from Ms. Lisa Hardy, and I think that if we have enough cognitive thinking and we can fill ourselves into conscious thinking, we'll be able to mind, have that conceptual knowledge of knowing who we are, what we are, and why we're here. Have the life-changing addiction change. Back to you, T.
Okay, Gigi, thank you so very much. a thought that just crossed my mind and I'd like to share with everyone is to ask you to be very, very careful and kind to anyone whom, whether a child or an adult, if you would sense that this person may not be yet be someone who has a clear vision yet. Do not make fun of that person. This is bullying. And furthermore, because vision is energy and all energies were created by love, universal wisdom of universal energy of love, you may be getting yourself into spiritual trouble and don't even realize it. Why? Because, yes, each person's vision is unique, supposed to be unique, because each of us is, each person's mind is unique energy. However, the understanding, not only the understanding of that, of each mind is unique as well, but we all, we share the same vision energy through our uniqueness. If you honor someone else's vision or lack of it, lacking of it, you honor life energy into that person. So when you honor life energy in wherever you find it, you discover it, life itself will honor yours. It is a win-win for you. And second, though, remember the development and the creation of a wise mind, of the development of a mind at the being level, is not an education, is not wisdom education that has been available to all people. No. And I'm not trying to brag, but so far, many, many, many of my colleague friends, of course, yes, philosophers, psychologists from all around the globe, many parts of the world, university professors, they told me, you know, that's the first time anyone ever been able to discover a universal relativity theory of the mind. And, I mean, this is what you are enjoying, the education you are enjoying through the through Wise Mind radio show, is one that has been in the making for the past 24 years, even much, much more than, much longer than that. So it had, I had communicate with, so I had to test it before it could become, I could create the show, publish books, etc. I had to test it, and that is the reason also why I'm asking everyone to make time to go and visit my website, www.wisemindevelopment.org. One word, wisemindevelopment.org. You will be able to read some of the articles that I have written over the past 24 years. And I send them out to everyone that I know who could reason through it, and with whom that those are members of my mastermind group, individuals that I talk with about energy, spirituality, psychology, sociology, etc. They are not going to say things that they are not sure about. And the result come back or feedback proving that the universal relativity theory that of the mind that I have discovered is good. It stands on its own. Not just good, but there is a term for it, but I cannot get it. It doesn't come through me, but it's reliable. Yeah. It's any product. If you do not test it, it is not reliable. And I had to do that. However, I say so many things, but however, where I was with you is to caution you to not make fun of a person whom you may think do not have a vision yet, or be someone whose mind is illusioning about a vision. Different minds have different ways of approaching anything that they are about to do and gonna be so good at it. It may just happen that you have mastered the wisdom of vision and create your own before someone else does. And that doesn't make you give you a class of your own. No. If every mind, okay, you know, one vision I have and I like to share it with you is to be able to have the opportunity to create wise mind, universal wisdom educations through which to raise a child. It's at this time to start shaping the wise mind of a child, because each mind has to be cultivated. Each wisdom has to be cultivated. I don't know everything. No. There's so much that I want to learn. And there is so much I'm in the process of, my mind is in the process of mastering. And it's interesting. I like learning. I like making mistakes and discovering. When I discovered it was a mistake, it is okay. When I discovered that I was making a mistake in approaching any situations or issues or matters, I take that as a blessing, because I can discover that I was going the wrong way. And for you, the reason, again, there are many reasons why I'm encouraging you not to make fun of anyone who is not at the same spiritual level education as you are, because those educations are there for everyone. And this is also another fact about why Gigi and I, we appreciate you so much for making financial donations to the radio show. We can stay in the air because what we do, and we are committed to do that, is inspiring and stimulating our minds. When you receive or when you find Lent invitation on Wednesdays or sometimes on Tuesdays, I send it, I post it. Share it. Retweet it with your network so you can. So more, can you imagine that you have a Twitter network in which everyone is able to master mindfulness? You are golden. Everybody that you know, you care about and have direct relationship, think kindly of you. And whenever they are approaching you, they are always kind to you. Well, do it for someone else. If you want it, this is the law at the being level or above human level. What you send out is what comes back to you as generously. So, and that's the way you cultivate what you know. Yeah, you share it. Regardless, practice it. Tell someone, I'm going to share something with you just so I can be familiar with what it sounds like from me. And say it. Do not be afraid to hear your own voice, what is coming from you. Don't be afraid of that. And that's why we have everyone that are around us on doing our journey on earth. That's why we have them. It's to enable us to better experience this physical journey. Gigi,
okay.
We are about maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes before the last quarter of the show.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we really do encourage you. I ask for your encouragement and your support in calling into the show, 646-200-3817. You can also find us on Facebook. Tito has a fan page on Facebook, Wise Mind. And if you're listening and you like what you hear, go to his fan page and leave a comment there. You know, get in touch with him on Facebook. It's Wise Mind, and it's very nice fan page. It's been created for him. And you can get in touch with him to find out information about his books, about his lectures, about booking him if possible. Also, about training courses and the one-hour lectures that he has, or the one-hour teachings, for lack of a better word, at this moment. But remember, you can get in touch with him by emailing him simply, titolange@yahoo.com. And remember that we're here every Wednesday from 7 to 8 o'clock p.m. until time changes are better, and we'll add more days as we go along. But we do appreciate all of your support and anything and everything that you donate to the show. So without further ado, I'm going to let Tito close it out, and I'm going to wish everybody a very happy evening tonight. So Tito, go ahead and round it up.
Okay. Thank you very much. Welcome back. I'd like to share with you, as I always like to do that, is the universal relativity theory of the mind, which I use to create so many self-development, universal wisdom education, including, of course, yes, self-development wisdom education, character development wisdom education, and now wise mind development. They are based on a simple equation formula. W plus D equals B, translated as wisdom plus decisions equal behavior. If you want for any behavior to change, of your behaviors to change, Well, the decisions that lead to those behaviors has to also be changed, because it is the mind that makes all decisions, and all the process of making the decisions is fully influenced by wisdom to which those minds has been exposed to. Well, change those wisdom. And here you are, pretty much brand new, because remember, mind can be invented and reinvented. Regardless, whatever that it is, you are not happy with, but regardless of whatever the behavior that you want to change in your life, you can change it. And it should not, based on how long you have been, well, it should not take that much time for you to be educated to wisdom that would enable you to change it. Now, based on whom that it is, because each person is unique, for certain behavior to take root in your life, it will take a long time of practice. And during the practice, there are many habits that you will develop. And those habits have to be addressed one by one, and very easy to do that. I will teach you how to do that. That's why Gigi and I, we always encourage you, when you are about to enter into any journey, to reinvent a specific behavior of your mind, to address any unwanted behavior of your mind, give me a call. I will consult with you on the wisdom, energy wisdom that you like for your mind to be influenced by, and energy of that wisdom which you like to cultivate within you. You may know someone who has difficulties with holding on and nurturing a relationship. When I say relationship, it includes any forms of relationship. I would be very happy to explain to you, not just explain, but educate you, because I am not someone, well, wise mind is not to be just taught. It is to be, the wisdom has to be, that's what I do. I don't talk about my personal experience enables me to be, to communicate authentically with you about any one of those wisdom, because I went through so much throughout my life. But however, my goal, my purpose is to educate you to the very same wisdom that guide and guard my mind when making decisions. So you don't need me anymore to go on for the rest of your life on your journey of cultivating a relationship, if it is relationship you have difficulties with, or you know someone who have difficulties with. And there are so many energy out there that are so important to... Go to my website, www.wisemindevelopment.org. One of the first, the first book of another 7-book series that I am publishing, the title of it is Who Are We? self-development wisdom. It is available on Amazon, booksamillion.com, my goodness, Barnes and Nobles, just about everywhere. And the publisher of it is Ex Libris. Xlibris.com. Order it and read it. You will get to, you will enjoy it. You will enjoy it because it will make sense to you as an assessor, because everyone who has read it are very, very thankful that they did. So you will understand that you are energies of life and love which manifest in a human body. Without those energies that manifest in your body, physical body, there is no you. Your body will die. There is no it. You may be still functioning, physically functioning, but you are cut off from everything. You call, if you cut off from life and love, then you are done. Yes, for some of us, our body may still function. Why? Because the body stays alive because of electricity that runs and keep our heart, the blood flows through our heart, the pump, etc. But if there isn't any energy that you are creating, that your mind creates within you, well, you're done. So get into the habit of learning and practicing practicing wisdom. They have their own discipline and manners. Go ahead and do that. Thank you so much for listening, for joining us for tonight's show. I hope that you learned something together with me tonight, and I look forward to see you next Wednesday. Have a good evening tonight and a good weekend, a pleasant weekend. I send love and life energies to each and every one of you. Do the same with everyone that you know. Share them. Good night. Good night, Gigi.
Tito, good night, everyone. Y'all have a wonderful evening.
What's up, y'all? This is Velvet DeVoe, and you're listening to Spotify Black History Month series.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. Have a wonderful evening. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a special request from a young lady that just tweeted me, So In Love With You, for feed by Anthony Hamilton, and you're listening to Wise Minds. I hope that you all have a wonderful evening and good night.